You're listening to The Peak Elevated. I'm Chaim Goldman, the executive producer and host of The Peak. And we have as our bonus guest today, Heidi Gnall, who we just finished a great broadcast here on The Peak. Heidi is an entrepreneur of Camp Bow Wow that she sold many years ago. CEO, former University of Colorado regent, and was a Republican nominee for governor running against Jared Polis. And we've been talking about Road to Red and how to get Colorado back and, you know, problems in the conservative movement. And can that be brought back? And so I asked Heidi what she would like to say. And generally people do something off the cuff, but this woman ran for governor. So she has position papers in her bag, and she pulled out this about election integrity. And so Heidi?
Many Coloradans and Americans on both sides of the political aisle have concerns regarding the integrity and security of our elections. Whether it was Trump beating Hillary in 2016 or Biden beating Trump in 2020 or my own governor's race in 2022 here in Colorado. These concerns didn't come out of thin air like the media wants the general public to believe. There are legitimate concerns over a number of election issues, like the mainstream liberal media ignoring key stories that made their candidate look bad, like big tech playing favorites and controlling what political reporting we saw online, a liberal Facebook billionaire spending hundreds of millions of dollars to infiltrate county election offices so they could push data sharing agreements, voting methods, and outreach efforts in heavily Democrat areas. Or how about the judicial system allowing Democrat operatives to use COVID as an excuse to make massive last-minute changes to voting laws in various states that were not prepared to handle mail-in balloting? Where was the elitist media when Al Gore, Hillary Clinton, and Stacey Abrams each reportedly claimed that their elections were stolen? I don't seem to remember them questioning concerns then. Isn't that funny? So now I get asked, do you think the Colorado elections were fair in 2022? Well, here's my answer. It depends on what you mean by fair. Was it fair that Jared Polis invested $3 million into helping my Republican opponent in the primary? Was it fair that Jared Polis and the Democrats spent $33 million in the governor's race without accurately reporting it to get around campaign finance laws and keep it hush-hush from the public? Was it fair that the tens of millions of ads they ran and flyers they sent blatantly lied to voters about me? Lying and playing dirty politics and manipulating the media aren't necessarily fair, but as my mother always told me, life isn't fair, is it? And don't get me wrong, I knew what I was getting myself into. I was just a bit too Pollyannish that Coloradans wouldn't be so easy to hoodwink, especially with how badly our state has declined under Jared Polis. So let's talk about the numbers for a minute. We have 4.4 million voters registered in Colorado, or we did in 22, but only 2.5 million, a little over 50%, voted in the governor's race. That's about 2 million people in Colorado that did not fill out the bubbles on a ballot that the Democrats made sure plopped right into your mailbox. So indeed, Republican turnout was dismal because our voters don't think the elections are fair. That's one reason. They didn't think their vote would count. And it didn't help when our Secretary of State Jenner Griswold sent ballots to 30,000 illegal immigrants and took power away from the county clerks when she changed the rules, or when she shut down inquiries that could have helped us trust the process again. She just continues to do that, especially with this effort to keep Trump off the ballot. Kurt Huffman, who ran for re-election in the state house, and I had our own election integrity battle with Jenna here in Douglas County, where I live. He and I tried to do a hand recount in the House district he ran in, which he lost despite it being an R plus 10 district in red Douglas County. And as for my race, Douglas County, my home county, was way closer than it should have been. Kurt ran a good race, and the numbers simply just didn't make sense as every Republican around him won. We asked for a recount or an analysis since the margin was very slim. Jenna Griswold convinced a Republican county clerk to shut it down just as it was about to start. Then the said clerk came back at us with a $212,000 bill to even take a peek at the ballots. I hired an attorney, and 14 months later, we finally have a date to analyze the ballots coming up in April. Well, how's that for instilling confidence in our elections? If everything is so peachy keen with our elections here, why stop an honest attempt to instill confidence among voters here? Why hide the ballots? The bottom line is this: perception is reality when it comes to election integrity, and the perception among a lot of voters is that something stinks to high heaven. In a recent survey, only 46% of Republicans say they trust the American election system. Republicans were five times as likely as Democrats to say the 22 midterms had significant fraud. The results suggest voter mistrust is really focused on voting by mail. About 51% of Republicans and 35% of independent voters feel that ineligible voters are turning in ballots, and that some voters are turning in more than one ballot. On the flip side, Democrats are more worried that eligible voters face obstacles to voting, like voter ID law making it difficult to vote, or voters having to stand in long lines. But Democrats overall right now tend to trust the elections. So much so, they want illegal immigrants to join the party and vote, too. But here's the thing. Even though there's the suggestion that Polis and the Democrats cheat here in Colorado, the reality is they don't have to. Over the last two decades, they've masterfully built a political machine here that requires nothing more than money and control of the systems. And they have both. Read the book, The Blueprint, or watch the Rocky Mountain Heist on YouTube. So let's take ballot harvesting. Ballot harvesting in Colorado is perfectly legal. Us conservatives shouldn't be mad that it happens. We should be mad that our side stinks at it. We literally have no apparatus in place here to do it. And we certainly don't have the money. The power players in Colorado would rather waste millions on ballot initiatives that won't pass, which they make big money off of, by the way, than build the ground game and technology to drive the right voters to turn out. Democrats are more than willing to do the tedious, expensive work to legally identify and harvest ballots to win elections. They have a month-long election to do so, and they have voter data that pinpoints exactly who they need to pester to turn their ballot in so they get the win. Their job is to call you, email you, knock on your door, offer to take it for you or pick it up, only if you're the right kind of voter. Colorado law allows political operatives to collect and return up to 10 ballots at a time, as if there were any way to enforce this law. As Election Day nears this year, if polls show that their candidate is still behind, but there aren't enough Democrat voters' ballots to harvest, that's when same-day registration will come in. We're one of the few states where you can register and vote on the same day, even on election day. So if a pesky citizen that the Democrats know will vote their way isn't registered, no problem. They can help them do just that up until 7 p.m. on election night. That is, assuming that their politicized nonprofits haven't already registered the voters. It makes you think, are there any groups on our side that are effective at voter registration? See, Colorado sends ballots to everyone in the state, regardless of whether they request them or not. Our clerks don't clean up our voter rolls very often. In fact, Colorado was sued by the organization Judicial Watch for being so bad at it. Colorado's Secretary of State agreed to settle that lawsuit, alleging that Colorado failed to remove ineligible voters from its rolls. The lawsuit alleged that high registration states and other voter roll metrics indicate an ongoing systemic problem with Colorado's voter list maintenance efforts. As part of the settlement, Colorado has to report to Judicial Watch on its yearly progress in cleaning up its rolls for the next few years. But we're the gold standard, right? Not only does our corrupt Secretary of State and Governor say that, but so do many old school Republicans in Colorado. I was berated often in the governor's race by many of them and several pundits for mentioning our voters' concern on the campaign trail, not to mention the media. I told the naysayers over and over that many voters would not turn in their ballots due to these concerns, and that's exactly what happened. So, to recap, Polis and the Democrats in Colorado know exactly which voters they have to get to turn out, and our Secretary of State gives them a leg up by making sure it's easy peasy to see which of them has voted every day during our month-long election and which candidate is winning. And remember, they have invested so much time and money in voter data here for decades, they know it's not hard to know how you voted or how you will vote. So friends, I end on some good news. We can play this game too. We can build the infrastructure to level out the playing field, but we need an army of you to show up to help us do this. We've got to show up and do the tough work of voter contact, of ballot harvesting. The Democrats know this. They do this incredibly well. But we can too. Play the game, folks. It's time to stop whining and start winning. Let's go.
Thank you, Heidi Ganahl, for this extra commentary. Where was that from?
It's a narrative I put together right after the election when I kind of researched and really was raw and put my energy into kind of documenting what I saw in the election. But
okay, because you can tell that wasn't off the cuff, that she pulled it out,
yeah,
and had it ready to go. Excellent. Thank you.
You're
listening to The Peak. That was Heidi Ganahl, bonus interview. Thank you for listening to The Peak Elevated. I'm Chaim Goldman.